In 2013, the Railroad Commission began its process of amending its rules for disposal and injection wells, Rule 9 and 46. I was working with a group of groundwater conservation districts that were commenting and evaluating those rules from a standpoint of water quality. And during that process was the first time I saw this image, which is from a Texas Tribune article. And every dot you see is a representative of a site of a disposal well. There are, that number is now 7,700 active disposal wells across the state of Texas. And while that image was certainly showed that there were implications for water quality in terms of what was happening under the ground, it also stuck with me as an opportunity to see what did that mean for water supply if we could somehow reuse this instead of discarding of it forever. Because at the same time, in 2013, the other part of my law firm that was doing a lot of surface water work was scrambling with cities all over Central Texas and West Texas trying to secure their water supply for the next 50 years. And so it was on the one hand, here we were looking at how we could protect the water quality, and we were disposing of all of this water. And then on the other hand, we were looking across the state, where in the world were we going to get a water supply during the time of drought? So the Railroad Commission ended up not amending the rules 9 and 46, but I went back. I was very excited. I had a new task I was going to look into, and then it rained. And when it rains in Texas, the concern over water subsides significantly.